Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Hardwood and End Zones. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our sports edition with my partner, Sean. What's going on, bro?
Hey, yo.
And we told you we wasn't going to fuck with the NFL, but there's news. Sports has news. And we're going to go a little back. We ain't going to hit the NFL just yet, but we want to talk about the Mayweather fight.
Yeah, that's been a little while ago.
Yeah, but we didn't hit it. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Smart marketing. Good things that they did about it, and my man broke it 50 undefeated.
Yeah, man, he actually. I was hoping Roy Jones was gonna pull it off, but I guess he was just too in the streets and not into the working out of the side. So, you know, I really commend that man for doing the 50-0. Like, I don't think we've witnessed that in these generations yet, not since I've been born.
And he's not a knockout puncher.
No, not at all.
He's a true boxer.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this age that we was looking at with boxing is knock that motherfucker out, knock him out. He's like, I don't have to. I just got to win.
I don't even remember him knocking. Well, I haven't seen all of his fights, so I'm not even going to throw no shade on him. But I know the past few fights, his bigger fights, he's ran all 12 rounds, and he still had energy to knock somebody out. So. Yeah.
So he works stamina and boxing. Stamina and boxing and defense.
Yeah.
He's going to keep you off him. He's going to make you exert your energy, and then he's going to box the shit out of you. So, but the one thing I did take from it is Conor McGregor, got to give him some props.
Why?
That's not his lane.
Yeah.
It's not his lane. But he held his own.
Yeah, man. He definitely wasn't throwing no... You know, he wasn't criticizing nobody about the fight. You know, advertisement on the fight was amazing. You know, you can talk as much as you want to about what they were saying and what they were doing, but that man got a check. He made sure them seats was filled.
Yep.
You know,
both of them.
Yeah.
And they was like, look, you know, Mayweather was like, I don't want to do this shit.
Right.
But with the marketing and everything went through, he's like, I want what? 200?
Yep. And they 200?
Gave 200.
He got McGregor got like what? 137?
Yeah, he got a little over one. He got a good check, bro.
Yeah.
He got a damn good check.
His biggest check ever.
But see what I'm saying with McGregor, that's just like with an athlete like Deion Sanders,
mm-hmm.
who went to play baseball and fucking did it. He was capable of doing his thing in another sport. He's Eminem. He's fucking, he'll kick you, he'll do everything.
Right.
But he had to be disciplined enough and hold out and kind of battle with one of the best boxers ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And definitely. He held his own.
Definitely. He got to get in the ring with the best boxer of this time.
Yep.
And he's not a boxer.
Yep.
So you got to give him that credit. He lasted 10 rounds. He should have got knocked out.
Yep.
But I believe the ref was a coon and he didn't want to see him fall to the ground. So
coon alert.
Right, man. It was like, what are you doing? Let this man fall. This is boxing we talking about here. You know, he grown, you know. So
let him hit the deck, man. So we can know, yep, my man knocked him down.
Right, right. And then afterwards, you know, McGregor was still the same McGregor he was beforehand. So, you know, So to your point, I do give him a look. I give him credit. I give him the respect.
Yep. Yep.
I definitely give him the respect. Now, do you feel like he's gonna go box again after this?
So who would he box?
He wouldn't need to box nobody.
He don't need to box because he went up with the best.
Right.
Now, if he said, you know what, I'm gonna box and take out the top fighter, he probably can.
Hmm.
If that's what he wants to do, though.
Okay.
But he already proved to people that I can go do this sport.
Right, I go toe-to-toe.
I can hold my own.
With the best.
Yeah, but the best beat me. The best didn't knock me out.
Right.
Because your man, I'm going to find that too, because you always say that coon alert. I'm going to find something for that.
Yeah, man, I thought that was kind of rude.
As soon as you call that bitch out, it'll be like,
Coon train
coming through. But yeah, man, so I thought that was really fucking cool. That was good. I didn't pay for it though. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm you know, I've got a lot of good feedback from the fight. I didn't watch the fight. You know, I didn't pay for it. And I think I passed out before the end of the night because I just knew he was going to win. I should have put some money on it.
Should have.
Yeah, because, I mean, who would have thought that McGregor was going to win? Nobody?
So, I think, and that's what's so good about Vegas. You could have said, I'm betting that he'll last over 8 rounds.
Right.
And the odds would have probably been real good for you.
Right.
I would have bet on that. I would have never bet that he was going to fucking win.
Right. No way in hell. Okay.
So, because I just thought he would have resort to being fucking kicking and be like, fuck this shit.
I'm going to grab him and throw him out the ring.
Try to body slam him and shit. Right. But no, he held his own, so you got to give him some credit and shit. So, but yeah, wanted to hit that. On top of that, the U.S. Open.
Well, that weekend, there was a big three championship that went down.
I got to give you props to that. Give so, Sean his big three.
Yeah. So the big three ended up, they negotiated a new arena because what happened was McGregor, the fight was supposed to be, well, they ended up getting, the fight was where they wanted it to be, but they had to pay Ice Cube for it because he had already had it
so
for
he the got championship. Paid for them to have that.
Yep.
And then just brought another venue.
Yep.
So he came out on top.
On top.
Smart guy.
On top. The championship was pretty cool. You know, it was actually live for the first time the whole season.
Oh.
Yeah.
So from that, remember you were saying they'll record it and then they show it like
on a Monday. Yeah. So I'm assuming based on it being such a big weekend and then it being a championship weekend, they were just like, hey, you know, we'll go ahead and push it out live and see how that goes. So it was good, man. Actually, it was some pretty decent feedback, man. I know there's a lot of players that's playing that's actually amping up and was so excited about this season that they're literally back in the gym waiting for next season. So
I'm not sure which player it was, but they said the NBA was looking at one or two of the players to say, look, you can still play.
Well, it was actually two separate ones. Originally, there was a story about Rashard McCants. He was on the championship team, Trilogy, and it was rumored that Tyronn Lue and some of the Cavalier scouts or coaches were at the championship game watching them play.
Right.
So they can try to see if they wanted to pick him up or not. I didn't hear anything else after that.
Okay.
But just this past week, Josh Childress, this light-skinned dude with the big fro, he was playing for the Ball Hawks. He got picked up by the Denver Nuggets.
Really?
Yeah. So they basically gave him a non-guaranteed deal.
It's like, come in and prove yourself.
Yeah, come in and prove yourself. And the reason why I think they gave him the non-guaranteed deal was because of the particular team that he was picked up on. They have like five or six different wings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then the dude, Josh Childress, is kind of like a Sean Livingston type of guy.
Gotcha.
So, you know, the other guys, they're a little shorter. They're a little younger. You know, he's 35. Josh Childress got 35, got the experience, was in the big three this summer. So, you know, he was working hard, man. Clearly, he was working hard. If he, you know, got any type of deal with the NBA team.
So it's to me, and you know, we fuck with Sean with it, but in all honesty, I still think this was something that I thought would happen. You have some guys who haven't been out that long.
Right.
But they're seeing them play and be like, yo.
He still got it.
We can use him. Mm-hmm. He has enough skill set. He won't be a starter, but we can use this guy.
Right.
This is a good look. So we don't have to go in Mexico and see them fucking play or overseas. They're on TV. I can go there and I can check them out and, hey, may have a good opportunity.
Yep. It's like an older version of the D-League, you know. But,
right.
But they've already been in the league and they already have a name for them. So, you know, slowly but surely, you know, this is something new. Of course, you're going to get a lot of flack back. You're going to get a lot of negativity back. But, yeah, I'm definitely rooting for the big three, man. Kudos to them for completing the first season, man, and having it go so well.
Yeah, so I'm glad for them. And, you know, again, Ice Cube, brilliant guy.
Now, did you hear about Stephon Marbury? Mm-mm. Stephon Marbury wants to come back to the league. What? And he's 40. So he'll be 41 if someone chooses to pick him up. This is the reason why he said he wants to come back. He says he literally played 20 years already. So I think he's had like 13 years with I don't know. He had more years in Beijing than he had in the NBA.
Really?
Yeah. But he got 3 championships in Beijing, and he has a statue out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They love him out there.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you know, based on the work ethic. So Stephon Marbury was like, you know, every day we would have 2 or 3 practices a day, and, you know, it changed my work ethic while I was out there. Now that I'm back, I feel like I still got it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I feel like I still got it. You know, I'm willing to prove it, and I'm willing to do 1 more year in the league. He also said, if it wasn't for me, the league wouldn't be as big as it is.
Because worldwide. Him being in China.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually showing these Chinese folks, look, I got game. This is what's going on. Let me go and see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me watch the NBA because Marbury's over here.
Right, exactly.
I got you.
So with that, he wants to, he's rooting for, or he's volunteering himself for the Hall of Fame. Which I can agree with on his behalf, but I don't know how the NBA going to process that and be like, well, you know, you deserve it, or, you know, you did contribute to our league in a way to where we might not have reached out and thanked you for, but everything that came with you leaving out there is benefiting the league, period. Oh,
yeah. No doubt. So, much respect to him. Mm-hmm. He went out. He didn't complain, or I didn't hear any complaints. You know, I watched him on a couple of news segments, a couple of sports news segments,
right,
saying, yo, he's over there doing big things. Championships, they worshiping him. They gave him a statue. And I was like, what the fuck?
A statue, right.
But, hey.
They gave him a statue.
They gave him a statue. Right. Who am I to say? They gave, the pedophile guy in Penn State. He had a statue.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, that is true.
Paternal. So
yeah, you know, these statues these days are getting knocked down. So, you know, are statues really important?
Are they that important?
What is the value of a statue?
A fucking statue. So no, but that's what's up, man. But that's cool. But one more thing went on in Las Vegas, but we ain't gonna get to that. It's the US Open.
Okay.
Sloane Stephens. So I thought it was amazing because Venus was on her way again.
Right.
So Venus doing her thing, but she's getting there, and then it's like, yep. And they just snatching it from her.
And I really thought it was like, okay, my sister's finna have her baby. I'm finna just go ahead and take it back again.
Yep.
And it was gonna be the old Venus Williams again. So, you know, I definitely was like, oh, okay, good. Venus is in here. Then I heard it was 3 other black women. You know, well, 2 other black women. Sloane and then the high yellow chick.
Yeah, and then Venus.
And then Venus.
So it was 3.
And then I was just like, oh.
You're like, what's up with this? Yeah.
Right, well, that's interesting. And then I seen Sloane win, and I was just like, wow. We finna take the lead. We finna take this over for another 10 years then. We good for another 10 years.
Because now we growing. And she was like, what, number 257? Mm-hmm. Or I know she wasn't in the top 100.
No. Yeah, she definitely wasn't.
She wasn't in the top 100, but she did her thing all the way through. So big up to Sloane. Got my eye out for you. Much respect to her. I'm glad she did it. And people, they had to respect her. The bad thing is they try to put her to the side and put, who's that, Rafael Nadal? I think he won on the men's side.
Yeah, yeah.
So they never give props to the women unless the big names win.
Oh, not at all. Oh, but she did. She was all over my social media page.
Oh, okay.
They asked her a question. This lady asked her, you know, after you won this first one, are you going to continue to play tennis? And, you know, how are your feelings about this? She said, Sloane said, did you see that check? She said... And the check was it was in the range of $3.5 million.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Did you see that check?"
She went straight.
She was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be playing tennis for a long time."
For a long time.
She was like,
thought on that ass.
Right. She was like, I don't. I,
Did you
I don't,
see that check?
Right. She was like, I don't know who wouldn't want to play tennis look after looking at that check.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
She was straight real on that ass.
So that was my first time ever hearing the numbers on the check.
Right, right.
Venus and Serena never.
So honestly, they got the check to be that point.
Okay.
It wasn't like that for a while.
Okay.
Because of them, that kind of raised up because they was like, they're marketable and people are watching women more because of these big time players like Venus and Serena.
Okay.
So the check went up.
Oh, okay.
Check went up.
See, I thought it was just like they get $3 million and then the guys just get like, more. Right, exactly.
So the guys still get more.
Right.
But the women wasn't getting much of shit.
Wow.
So they kind of hooked them up.
Okay.
So
like
she said, I'm going to be paying forever.
She was like,
forever.
Did you see this check she gave me?
Bitch, what?
What you mean? I'm not doing nothing but playing tennis for the rest of my life. I was like, all right. That's what's up.
So that's what's up. Yep. So big up to Sloane. Good. I want to go see her. I mean, I want to watch her.
Yeah.
So now I want to see how her game is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I kind of wasn't looking. I was waiting for Venus.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, Venus got beat, but I forgot she was playing Sloane.
Against the sister. Yeah.
Yeah. So I forgot that. If I would have saw that, I would have watched that one and then watched the championship. But
oh yeah, I'm on her head now. She's got a magnifying glass over her now.
Yeah. So that's good. It reminds me of what's that? Issa Rae.
Yeah.
When she was at the awards the other night and they was like, so who are you rooting for? And she was like, the black people.
Oh, that's what she said. And you know what? I just
on camera, yo.
Bruh, that was last night, wasn't it?
I think it was last night, yeah.
Yeah. They was talking about that on social media and I was like, I can't wait to see that little snippet because she
And she did it straight casual. I fucking love her though, man. She was like, So who are you rooting for? She was like, the black people. I'm just saying. You know?
I'm like, all right. Okay,
that's who I'm rooting for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. What the fuck?
Right. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Yep. So it was cool. But again, that's just what we do.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But so flipping that back to Vegas. So there was an issue after fight. And allegedly there was shots fired and people were running and, you know, you'd had a lot of stars that was out in the area.
Right.
And just so happens,
Michael Bennett. Yes.
I thought it was his brother. So Michael Bennett was running with the crowd and Las Vegas police
hemmed him up,
threw him on the ground, knee in the back, gun to the head. And he's like, I didn't do anything. And they was made threats and everything like that. And threw him in the car and cuffed him and, you know,
sat in
made
about
threats
10
about him 10 minutes until they realized, ooh, this guy's a football player. So Michael Bennett, after the fact, wrote a little dissertation and put it on the internet.
A week later.
Yeah.
But here's the catch. He put it up right after Jason Whitlock did his skit about Colin Kaepernick.
So,
this was the same
so
day.
So it was funny because I thought it was a white dude. You know who?
Right,
who,
kid,
you know
who, from yeah, kid and play.
Kid and play.
Stupid.
Coon alert,
bruh. Shots for the coons.
that was
despicable.
That was despicable. I was like, why? But see, that tells you one thing that. What ESPN says is acceptable.
Well, that was Fox. That was
I'm sorry. That's right. So Fox, anything goes.
Right, anything
people.
Goes, yeah.
Anything goes. If you're going to say anything against
black people,
you're good.
We got you.
We condone
Matter of fact, here's
everything.
An extra pedestal for you so you can
we'll give you a little
say
extra
it a little
cash
bit louder, a little
if
bit
you
higher.
Say nigger.
Right.
Yeah, that's your bonus.
For every nigger that you use, that's
you
an extra $5,000.
$5,000, sir.
But it's only a three.
It's a three-limit nigga.
Three-limit nigga. Sorry.
Monthly. Because, you know, we had a lot of all the people that was taking care of that. So.
Right.
So we only got a couple to pass around. So, but yeah, so it was, to me, it was like, and he put it in there, and, you know, I don't remember it verbatim, but he was basically saying, you talking about Colin Kaepernick and what he's protesting against. And here's an example of someone who didn't do anything.
Right.
And I was accused. And if I wasn't Michael Bennett, I don't know what would have happened to
True.
Me. And it was just that simple. It was just that simple to just say it like that. And I'm like, that is so true.
Actually, in his comments, he didn't even bring up football. I thought that was highly important. He was like, man, when this was going on, and I'm not really quoting it, but he was like, when this was going on, the only thing I could think about is, am I going to see my kids again?
Yep.
Am I going to see my wife again? You know, am I going to get to leave this situation? It wasn't like, am I going to get to play ball again, or, you know, me being a football player. It was, he didn't use the leverage of being in the league to make it sound like he wasn't using the NFL for an excuse, basically.
Absolutely. He didn't point the finger that said the NFL is doing something wrong.
Right.
He just said,
this is my experience. There's
some wrong shit going on in this country.
Right.
And I'm going to speak about what happened to me.
Right, right.
Which was great. But again, you kind of think about this stuff and be like, what the hell? You know? So, what's his name? Who's the guy that's on with, on First Take?
Connor? What is it? With Stephen A?
Yeah, with Stephen A.
Oh, man, I was...
Remember, there was a little video that he actually was going with history and saying how the league are like white supremacists because what they're doing to Colin Kaepernick and with Jim Crow, and he went through
I seen that today, too.
I was
too.
Like, oh, my I God, dude. I seen that today, too. Fucking throw down.
Yeah.
But see, and
guess what?
Said something
Stephen
like
A
that.
Ain't say shit the no. whole time.
No.
He had the straight quiet lip.
Shall we say it together?
Coon alert. Yeah, my man Max Collerman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's always been a real honest and open person, man. He got kicked off of Around the Horn. He was the original host on Around the Horn. And he's just always been an honest person. He's got kicked off of a few shows, but...
Because he's straight up on
that. Right, but he's so solid that he comes back. You know, so... You know, everybody... The funny part about it is everybody's praising Max. But I don't watch the show.
Me neither.
You know?
Me neither. And it's because of Stephen A.
Right.
Max has good dialogue.
He does,
he has
yeah.
good info.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. But when you play off a fool,
right,
or someone who's more so about what I know and more egotistical in that way, I don't want to watch that
yeah.
shit. I just don't want to watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he doesn't. Stephen A has lost his information. Like, I think he just kind of goes with, oh, I've been doing this for so long, I don't need to do research. It's just what I know.
Respect me.
Yeah, this is what I know. I've been on ESPN. I do NBA. I'm an expert. You know what I'm saying? This tobacco is outrageous. You know what I'm saying?
Outrageous. All
so
the things.
I think he's missing the journalist part that he used to have because of the clout that he felt like and what ESPN is telling him that he could do.
Yeah.
And so the
other thing that's on the top of the list, too, even with Max, is they were talking shit about Kyrie Irving, and he's trying to talk shit back to them. So
I was an interview. He was there.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't. You know what, man? I'm finna YouTube all that tonight. I was supposed to be editing tonight. I gotta look at some videos tonight. Yeah, yeah. I just seen that, and yep. and because Stephen A was like, did you talk to LeBron about getting traded? He was like,
I don't need to talk to
no
LeBron. Why do I need to talk to him?
I mean, he was like, he was like, why would I talk to anybody? I mean, you should. People are going to feel some type of way if they don't know. And then Kyrie was like, and? Nigga, that's not my daddy, nigga.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So,
fuck what everybody's saying.
Right.
Because guess what? I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to get paid. That's my check.
Regardless
that's my
of what
check.
Happened in this organization, LeBron don't write or sign my checks.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, man. You know, we could rant about how whack this man Stephen A is the
if
whole
you speak
day.
To somebody about it, they might take it personally.
Here's yeah. your boy.
Do you care about that at all?
No.
It's his future, his life.
He's like,
no. I was like, and I don't blame him. Why should I care?
But Kyrie is a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Very smart guy. And for him not to engage in that conversation like that, I seen the way he was replying to those answers. I was like, I don't think he wants to be here.
No. Or he's kind of like, I ain't got to answer these.
Right, yeah.
I know I'm here.
And I know what you're going to throw at me.
I know what you, but I'm going to give you this.
Right.
Basically, bye-bye.
Right,
right. Which means, translation, fuck you.
And Max wasn't even there.
Yeah, Max wasn't even there.
Max
yeah,
was
yeah.
like on the TV or whatnot. So yeah. I was like, ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, the funny part about it is, I don't watch Fox, but Undisputed is such a good show.
It is. And, you know, I want to watch it, but it's kind of like, man, I don't want to give my time to Fox.
Right.
I would love to watch it, but I really just don't want to give my time to Fox.
Yeah, so... The best thing, I just YouTube it. I just find Undisputed has their own YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they'll give you that, like then. Some oh, pretty yeah substantial parts of the interview to where you'd be like, because remember I showed you the Ray Lewis jump off.
Yeah, kept going right back and forth on that, mm-hmm. and your man kept going at him, and then Ray came back with a whole nother story. He was like, yo, no. You know what? I'm definitely going to get the coon alert, dog. Because there's so many of these motherfuckers out here. Yeah, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And then the last thing he said was, well, we would have
signed him.
But his girlfriend criticized it. His girlfriend ain't fucking playing.
And who cares that they criticized you, Ray Lewis? What that got to do with the squad? You know what I'm saying? Like
he got his lips all over the owner's ass. And other things.
Right. So, yeah, man. So, it's a lot of coonery going on, man. I think these times you have to decipher it.
Yeah.
Because in these times, the way sports is going and the way the wave of us is going through everything, it's not necessarily black and white. It's not black people and white people. Mm-hmm. It's coons and white supremacy and people who are down to fight against them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Coons and white supremacy.
Because coons are basically the minions mm-hmm. of white supremacy.
Yeah, because they, you know, they acquiesce
right
to what white supremacy puts out. Say, you are subservient to us and let us get ahead. That's right. The white man has to do that.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like Boondocks, you know what I mean?
So yeah, I never want people to think that it's a black and white thing. I've met and I know a good handful of some solid European people. I fuck with them.
I fuck with them.
You know what I'm saying? But
I know a lot of them.
I know some shitty ass black people. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I know some coon ass black people who ain't gonna stand with us. Sports, media, friends. Don't matter. You know
neighbors,
what I'm saying? You have to account for those. You have to put them in the right place. Because when time comes, don't be looking at them to try to save us or help us.
Because they're not in that line.
Take it for what it is.
Yep.
So, yeah, man.
You need to know that. So, speaking of white supremacy. Join us next time on Hardwood and End Zones, where we'll come back for our part two section of sports and the NFL controversy.